Listening 40, Hooligans, Part 1. Alright, how's it going? Hey, come and walk with me. I've got an umbrella. You don't want to get wet, do you?
Alright, cool.
Man, you won't believe what just happened to me. I was at that pool in the park earlier this morning when it was a little warmer. Then, just as I left the park and was passing the chemist, a group of Japanese people came up to me holding cameras and asked me to take a photo of them by the monument. There was a queue of them, each one asking me for a picture.
So what did you do? Push them out of the way and steal their cameras?
No. One of them started offering a £5 note, so I was nice to them. Anyway, there I am, ready to take the picture, thinking, each person's going to give me five, so 5 + 5 + 5 = 15, and thinking how I was going to spend the money. But suddenly, a bloke with red skin comes out the chemist, holding his throat like it's sore, and he was wearing a white t-shirt with a number 4 written in red. Then he falls over with his hand out. So what do you think the Japanese do? Help him?
I don't know.
They're in a group, ready to take the photo. But then, when they see the guy on the floor, they start pushing and pulling and run off. Perhaps a bomb's exploded or something, I thought. Anyway, there's this Englishman standing next to me with his shopping in his hand. He picks the man up who falls over and says, they're superstitious people.
What do you mean?
Apparently, they weren't Japanese, they were Chinese. And apparently, the number 4 is bad luck. And also the colour red. The combination of those two things in the form of a drug addict with his hand out scared him to death.